It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about lessons learned. Today we're going to focus on the lesson of gratitude when you're in a storm. Our scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, gratitude is easy when the skies are clear and the road is smooth, but when those clouds roll in, when life takes a turn upside down, when the diagnosis is given, when the bills stack high, when your heart is broken, and giving thanks feels like unnatural. And yet, it's exactly what God calls us to do in times of need like that. So no matter what season you're going through, it's all about gratitude. Now, this verse isn't saying that we must be thankful for every circumstance, but to find ways to be thankful in every circumstance. There's a big difference in that, because gratitude in the storm doesn't mean denying part or pretending everything's okay. It means choosing to look for God's presence, His provision, and His promises, even when life feels like it's falling apart. And usually, we have that little voice in our head. It's like, it's not worth it. I don't understand. Why are these things going on? Yes, we all remember walking through some season that's knocked the wind out of us. Everything felt just totally uncertain, whether it was financially, emotionally, spiritually. We remember sitting for long periods of times, maybe you've done this, in your car after a long day. You just wanted to escape and sit there and just in peace. We're exhausted, we're frustrated, and we're just crying out to God. And in that raw moment, we don't feel like praising sometimes, but you will feel Him gently reminding you to look around. Yes, if you take a moment, take in a deep breath and look around, people are praying for you, even when you don't know it. That's right. His promises, His love, that is the start of something new in our hearts. It's not an instant fix, but a gradual shift in perspective, because gratitude became an anchor, not because the storm stopped, but because it reminds us that even in the storm, God is still God, and He is still good, and He is still with us through everything. So when you choose gratitude during a hardship, it becomes an act of worship. It's a declaration that your circumstances don't define your faith. Your God does. It builds spiritual resilience. It softens the bitterness, and it invites peace into your life. So if you're in a storm today, whether it's emotional, physical, financial, or spiritual, just try pausing for a moment and thank God for something. Anything. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be small. It can be the sunrise. It can be a text from a friend. Maybe it's just a moment in the day that you can have quiet time and pause to reflect. Gratitude doesn't erase the storm, but it will remind you that you're not alone in it. Father, as we come to you today in prayer, thank you for being with us in every season, especially the hard ones. When we're tempted to focus on what's going wrong, help us to see what's still good. Teach us to practice gratitude even in the mess and trust that you're working behind the scenes. And thank you for being our constant, our comfort, and our strength. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.